Apparently, I struck a nerve. Ticket text flooding in. How dare you? You're trolling, Costa. This one says smarmy and corny. Can't go back and change. Cookies, why do you have to be so immature? You sound like my little sister or something. And several people compared me to Jeff Rieger, which might be worse than being your little sister. All I said is... And we have open lines, and we'll talk hoops. It's Michigan, Michigan State, and reactions to their season now that it's over. I just said, let's revisit a conversation. Late last week, we asked you, would you want to play your rival? And some Michigan State fans said, no. They'd rather play Auburn. So I'll ask you again. You sure about that? You get extra tough guy points because you played the better team.
Move.
No, it's a fair follow-up, John. These people said it. Do you stand by it? You wanted to lose to Auburn rather than play Michigan. You still stand by that today?
I do.
Because you get the tough guy points of playing the best. Your season's over, but you played the best.
It doesn't do much when you make the flex in studio. I appreciate it, but you're not tearing that sweatshirt.
There we go. Yeah, we played Auburn, baby. We play the best anytime, anywhere. And now we get to watch from our couch. Yeah. I think you'd rather beat Michigan and be in the Final Four. Kind of a hot take. Apparently people still want to be stubborn about it.
It's all about competition. And I said last week, if I was a Spartan, I'd want Auburn. I'm not going to back off that now. They are the number one overall seed for a reason. Now, everyone knew, and again, I don't want to be talking for Spartan fans. If they were to play Auburn and win, what did that mean? They just took down a number one. And then what would they earn? A chance to play another number one. And if they took down Florida, what would they earn? A chance at a championship to take on another number one. Mm-hmm. The path was never going to be easy. They weren't looking for the path of least resistance or the easy road.
You want to go as far as you can, though.
Yeah, they wanted to know, and they found out they're not as good as Auburn.
No.
But what did they know before that? I think they're better than Michigan.
Yeah, I think they knew they weren't as good as Auburn going into it, which is why we asked the question anyway. Ticket texters. MSU fan, I'm fine with the loss to Auburn. They're just too good. I'm still okay playing Auburn instead of Michigan. Jim's wrong. No one likes your take, Costa.
Yeah.
Maybe Trey Holloman, who went 0-10 in the biggest game of the year, maybe he should have started a fight. That seemed to fire him up. Another one says, I hate agreeing with Valeni, but I do here. I'd rather have seen where I measured up. And they did, and they're out. But going back and being immature about it, like, come on.
Well, you don't have to agree with Valeni. You can just agree with me.
A much better place to be?
Yeah, it seems like it. I mean, little less smarm.
Ticket texter says, bet you would have rather played Michigan. Come on, I'm a Michigan fan. We don't need to be doing this, Jim. This one says, I still would rather have played Auburn. The only thing that would hurt more today is if we lost to our rival to end the season. I think our chances were better against Michigan, but you can have that day against anyone where you just can't make jumpers.
Yeah.
That was, and maybe that's the piece you have with it, is Michigan State lost the way they were always going to lose. Eventually, they were going to have a cold shooting night. Michigan also lost the way that it felt inevitably they were going to lose, right? You just 15 turnovers, can't get out of your own way.
Yeah, you can't have those mistakes. And what did we talk about last week, or at least I mentioned, Michigan was going to have to play a near-perfect game against Auburn, and that didn't even guarantee that they were going to win that game. Auburn is, and I know they lost 3 of 4 going into the tournament, they're the number one overall team for a reason. And both fan bases found out why.
Cookies, just say, I told you so, and move on. All right, I told you so.
I told you before the show that this was going to poke the bear. You were right, okay?
Did you guys talk about this? You must have talked about when I went to the printer.
But the bottom line is it didn't... Yeah, we did, actually. Are you being a little trolly?
Look,
you were right, but I guess what's the end game here?
It's not a four-hour conversation. It's just 2 minutes in the middle of a 30-minute discussion about the basketball game.
Right. It's just
if everybody could just own it, we'd have moved on. But everybody has to do this. No, I wanted to lose. Okay, then.
I just think Auburn's greatness kind of is getting a little bit taken for granted here. And I know we're not doing Auburn radio and all that stuff, but I mean, they just clearly were the better team than both of our teams. It's not, I mean, it was, they're the team of the four ones that are truly flipping the switch in this tournament. Like
not
No, Duke's just kind of in annihilation mode right now.
Yeah, they're on a completely different level.
Auburn has that look like, okay, it's time to care, especially against Michigan. And then they were sort of like, they took advantage of State's weakness, which was starting game slow. And they couldn't shoot threes, couldn't shoot their way back in the game. I mean, to me, I just don't get why you weren't going to beat them. We're getting ticket texts. Oh, if they had a shot better from three. Well, they don't.
No.
They're the worst shooting 3-point team left in the tournament.
Yeah.
You can't fall behind to a great team that has NBA caliber talent.
And think you're going to shoot your way out
of it. Exactly. Let me give you this nugget. You think this tournament was chalky? This is chalkier than 4-1s in my mind. Is the KenPom rankings are the holy grail right now, trying to identify who truly are the best teams in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The top four teams in KenPom are in the final four, but that's not the stat. The stat is the next four teams are the other four Elite Eight teams.
Yeah. Right.
If you went by KenPom and picked your Elite Eight that way, you would have had all Elite Eight teams. I mean, it was just chalk, and there was just lines of delineation of greatness and good teams. Michigan didn't stand a chance once Auburn decided to go Auburn.
Yeah.
You know,
I think you said they really showed their teeth.
Yeah, and I'm pretty confident State would have rolled Michigan again by 13 to 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
It was just so, it's really boring when something's so predictable this year.
Well, that's the thing. Like, there's really nothing to be ashamed of if you're a fan of either of these teams. You lost to the better team. You had a run better than anybody anticipated preseason. You feel better about your program today than you did a year ago. Like, there's nothing, there's no shame in what happened for Michigan State. There's no shame in what happened for Michigan. I think the other question now is, like, where do you go from here? And I think there's a danger in assuming anything in college sports now.
Oh,
it is
year to year.
Year. Like Michigan, I see they've set a foundation under Dusty May. And sure, but Wolf and Golden are gone, and it's going to be a whole new team next year in that way. You mentioned Indiana.
Not one individual on their roster. Like, there's no freshman, there's no JV team, there's nobody that you can bring up. And so there is nobody. Everyone has either transferred or graduated.
The turnover is immense. Even Michigan State, and Izzo likes to kind of build year by year by year. Akins will be gone. Fidler will be gone. Jace Richardson's a fair question. Izzo has said he should inquire. He should do his homework. He's an NBA guy. He might be gone. And you have to reboot again with the portal. This year means nothing for next year. It's a great season for both of them, but if you're looking ahead, it means very little for what's going to happen next season. Just like last year didn't hold them back this season.
Right. I mean, if you look at all the teams, And there was this graphic that I was looking at one of our social media platforms that showed where all of the starters that were playing for the teams in the Elite Eight, where they started college. Very few of them started on the school that they're playing for now.
Yeah.
That is in the Elite Eight. And it's just, it's that's why when you're looking at no matter the coach, no matter the program, how good are they in the transfer portal? And are these teams, now I don't believe Duke will be set back because they're still playing, yet the transfer portal is open because they're a blue blood. How many of these teams will be set back because they weren't able to host transfers?
Yeah, good point.
And they weren't able to recruit transfers
because
they're 2 weeks back.